Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to address two situations where one person's behavior is offensive to others. Isn't that what we always do? Isn't that what we're always doing? I feel like that's what we're always doing. So in the first situation, the coworker acts as if the job at hand is below him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've seen that before.
Yes, we have.
And in the second situation, the employee is perceived as entitled because she's aggressively going after the best projects. I can't wait to talk about that.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
Hello, Catherine. You here with me today? It's Monday.
I'm back. No, what I was going to say is I think what's interesting about both of these scenarios is that we will be looking at perception, right?
Uh-huh.
That we do talk about people bothering each other at work, but in this case, in both of these cases, it's a group of people who are irritated by another person's behavior. Because
right.
They're perceiving it through a certain lens. So that's
right.
Always interesting to me.
Good. So you want to get a little esoteric with me and really go about
human behavior.
What is really real?
What's real? We'll never know that.
We will not, but we'll have fun trying.
All right. Well, anyway, let's just get to it. Logan, yes. What's our first question?
I work at a hospital in the geriatric unit as a physical therapist. One of the unit clerks on my floor is a guy who tried to get licensed in physical therapy but failed the licensing exam. Even though he's not a licensed physical therapist, he thinks he knows more than the rest of us, and he definitely thinks he's above doing his job.
Mm-mm.
He's always talking about how much he knows and how little he is appreciated. Meanwhile, he barely performs the basic tasks of a unit clerk. Not only that, but he sometimes fails to convey important information to me and other medical providers, almost in an attempt to make us look bad. I feel like he's too big for his britches, but no one above us seems to care. He recently got himself transferred to another unit, which is a relief of sorts, but I hate to see his bad behavior get rewarded. Is there anything I can do?
No, no, no. There's nothing you can do. No, I think what's interesting here is no one above us seems to care. See, I think that's a perception issue.
Uh-huh.
They're just not telling you that they care or that they notice.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in some places it's true. Management is absentee. But in general, management does see this kind of stuff, but they take care of it quietly. They're not going to go and tell everybody, listen, we took him aside today and we told him. I mean, so the chances are they probably did discuss this. Maybe they tried to get him some help. Maybe they tried to help him. But you don't know why he all of a sudden got transferred to another unit. He may have made it look like he did it,
uh-huh.
But management could have done that.
That's so interesting because I see this from a very different
lens.
Well,
here we go, and that's why it takes a village. So what do you see?
Takes a village. Well, I think what's probably true is that this guy is in this position. It may be that higher-ups are turning a blind eye. That happens actually quite frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's true for the person who's asking this question is, in effect, it's none of your business.
Right.
You know, I mean, it could be someone's nephew. Who knows how he got this position?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so while on the one hand, it may be that senior management sees the problem and they're trying to address it, on the other, even if they're not, for you, the challenge is to maintain your professional composure.
And then deal with it? How do you deal with it?
Well, mostly by not taking it personally. I mean, we in
right.
Mean Girls at Work, we always talk about don't go there. Because with someone like this, when someone gives you attitude and you're in a higher position and they're not willing to do the basics of their job, right? It's very tempting to do our favorite things. Roll your eyes, badmouth the person, whisper or gossip about them. You know, somehow get out your agitation in a more passive-aggressive way as well.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the best thing you can do is really just let this person sink their own ship. You know, like, never cover for them.
Ooh, right.
Yes, just like, let it be seen.
Yeah.
So if, you know, and you don't have to go and point it out, but you
right.
should never cover for them.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't totally agree with you. I think management, maybe they don't always act fast enough, but I think they do see who the problem people are. And many times they don't do things, but many times they do. And you're not going to know that. You're not going to know what they're doing.
Right. Mm-hmm. One interesting thing that, and I remember you sharing this with me a while back, is it's very important for management not to hire someone in a lower position than they think they should be in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that just cops an immediate resentment on the employee's part, which he or she may then relay on to everyone else.
Right. You should always hire someone where the position is a step up, not a step down.
Yeah.
Or even just something they've been doing. If it's just lateral, they're going to be bored.
Yeah.
It should always be a step up. At least that's usually where you get the best results.
Yeah.
Sometimes the pool is not there. But I think there's really not much you can do peer to peer.
Yes.
And if you go and you complain, you look like the complainer, the whiny complainer.
Right.
And we've talked about this on other shows that, you know, usually when you go to management, they are aware.
Yeah. On some level, they know something's
not
happening.
I mean, we know from our clients, it takes a long time.
Yes.
To move this kind of person on because they're not hurting the company. You don't have a direct reason to fire them.
Right.
So it's very subtle.
Yeah. Also, the behavior is passive aggressive, it sounds like. For example, if they're not giving them information, the medical provider's information, that's very hard to track.
Right.
Because
exactly.
Because it's passive aggressive.
Right.
But to the best of your ability, you could document anything that is trackable.
Right.
Something like that.
Right. But that's the issue here. Bad behavior. We don't have laws about bad behavior.
That's right.
You know, we don't have, you know, the asshole doesn't get, there's no laws that protect us from them. So that's part of the problem. But that doesn't mean that there isn't something going on or that it's not seen.
Right.
You have to, in a way, trust that it is being seen and that their day is going to come. It is.
It's true.
What?
Justice will be rendered.
Well, I don't know about justice, but something will happen. They'll get moved to another department. That's justice in this case.
I just want to say that I have been in a situation like this, although I worked for the person. He had a PhD. I was just remembering this in international education. This was during the Peace Corps, actually. But he was an administrator for a school system. And he hated his job. Therefore, he hated anyone who came and asked him for anything, including me. And what I learned in that case, because he was in a position of authority, was that I just had to engage him and I had to cut my own resentment out of the picture. Because as long as I was resentful, I was always in a power struggle with
him. Right.
And that's what I guess that's what I would say for this is stay out of the power struggle.
Right.
Right?
That's right. And do what?
Stick to your job.
Do your job. Exactly. He's out of the unit now, so you can kind of breathe.
Well, you may want to use our unhooking techniques. You may need to unhook physically. If someone like this, and someone like this may well come back into your environment, right? This isn't the only person for whom this behavior is true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't want to use up your emotional real estate on someone like this because they really can take home in your head.
Yeah, this is why I'm self-employed. this is one of the many kinds of reasons why I'm self-employed. This kind of thing does drive me crazy.
Yeah.
So from afar, I can say management is trying.
Yeah.
And it just takes longer than you think to catch somebody in this kind of thing.
Right. But if you had, to deal with it
day to day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have a lot of fantasies.
You'd be going
fantasies.
To the gym maybe 12 times a week.
Maybe I'd be working out all day.
A lot of fantasies.
Fantasies of them.
We do.
You know, yeah. Oh, definitely. Revenge fantasies of them getting fired or
run over by a wheelchair or somehow.
Right. Or, I don't know, getting arrested for some fictitious thing I think they probably did.
Policeman coming in and taking away for bad behavior.
Right.
Yeah.
Something like that. I'd always be thinking, oh, yeah.
That's what we want. But what we say is instead you have to unhook physically, do something to release your tension, the toxins, and then find your way to stay professional. Conduct yourself.
Yeah, I've never actually met somebody like this. Have you, Logan? You ever worked with somebody like this?
Probably.
Too big for their britches.
I could see, yeah.
They're usually big talkers.
Big talkers and jeopardizing other people's.
Yeah, they have a lot
to say. Yeah, I definitely have, actually. I definitely have.
All right, so we're going to, while I unhook, we're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back with question number two.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
All right, welcome back. So what do we have, Logan?
I manage an event planning company, and I recently hired a new employee who is highly skilled at exhibit design. My other employees are complaining about her. They say that she acts entitled because she asks for all the great projects. It's not that she's entitled. The fact is she comes in earlier than they do, works harder than they do, and asks to be put on important projects which she is qualified to work on. What do I tell my staff?
Oh, my
Yeah, this
goodness.
Is really, really uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
There's many sides to this. You know what I mean?
So many issues here.
Well, there's the superstar, there's the boss that, you know, has to deal with the underperforming.
Yeah. But
probably we're not underperforming until a superstar showed up. Mm-hmm. And
there's competition, yeah, competitive yeah. feelings, jealousy, envy.
Yeah.
All the exciting stuff. We just need some sex and violence and we've got it all.
Oh my God. I mean, I think the good news is that superstars don't stay that long.
Uh-huh.
You know, you've got a year, 2 years, and then they're bored, they move on. And they certainly will get bored with that environment.
Yes. Yeah.
With people that are threatened by them. That doesn't work. I think it's really interesting. I mean, if I were the manager, I would point out what they don't see.
What she's doing right.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think this could be an opportunity to raise the overall bar, right?
Exactly.
So you could say, if they say it's not fair, blah, 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 then the boss could say, or the manager could say, well, I would recommend that you imitate her behavior.
Right.
Here's what she's doing.
Right.
Right? And then maybe you'll get those.
Then they'll hate her even more. You know that. They will. But yeah. I think anyone who is a superstar... I've had this experience, is that you get accustomed to people being resentful.
Uh-huh.
And that's just part of the game, that if you're threatening to people, not on purpose, but just because you're a hard worker, then that says more about them, really, than it does about you. And uh-huh. that's something that you have to get accustomed to. People are going to want to hold you back.
Yes. What does the manager do, though, to deal with the resentful staff?
I think the manager does have to say these are... the qualities that I want to see in everybody.
Uh-huh.
And this is what I'm going to reward.
Uh-huh.
So whatever that is, whether she's, I don't know, working longer hours. I don't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
Maybe she has a better attitude. Maybe
yeah.
she just accomplishes more. Whatever it is that this person is doing, it's showing up the other people.
So the manager needs to be not afraid, in fact, to state the facts.
Right.
Right? That this
right.
person is performing at a level that I like,
mm-hmm.
and that's why they're getting the project.
Right. And it's interesting that they call it entitlement.
Yes.
I think they're the entitled. I think they're feeling entitled to have what they're not working hard enough for.
Uh-huh.
So I just think people throw around that term very often, this
yes.
entitlement term, that I think is misused.
Mm-hmm.
When they should be saying we're jealous.
Right.
Because she's new. She's an outsider coming in.
And all
getting
of a sudden
she's getting
work.
All this great work.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that a manager can do to improve the overall, I don't know,
Well, the manager has another option. I mean, if the manager prefers the way the other staff mm-hmm. is working, then he can throw her under the bus, you know, the superstar. Well, it's been done where he can say, look, you're threatening and
yeah.
back off. I can't give you these projects. You have to pay your dues. He could do that.
Yeah.
And then the superstar will leave even quicker.
Yeah.
You know, but a superstar is going to leave anyway. You can't really keep them down.
So you experienced that, right?
I have experienced that, yeah.
Were you told to slow down?
I was told that I was threatening people.
Yeah.
To stop working so hard.
And how was that?
I left pretty shortly after that.
And now she's here.
That's right.
Self-employed.
Here I am, self-employed. So this is something that, you know, I don't know how early on this person is in their career, but this is something that she'll get accustomed to. But the manager has, you know, has to make a choice.
And I also think there's some fessing up for the manager to do in a way, because he didn't, or she, whoever, whichever gender, wasn't aware of what was not happening, so to speak, right? Mm-hmm. So you could say something to the effect of, look, what I've realized is since this person's arrival, that we all need to step it up here.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because this is the level of excellence that I want from everyone on my team.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the ownership part, I think, in that for them.
Right. But I mean, he could say to this person, you know, you're the new guy here, so I can't give you everything you're asking me for.
Uh-huh.
But you're going to have to work with me, and eventually we can. So he could push it back a little bit.
Yeah.
He could push back somewhat.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not give this person everything they ask for, because he does have other staff that he's responsible to.
Right.
But
he has to be careful not to play favorites, too.
Right. This is a dilemma, though. When you've kept your, you know, when your company's been working at one level, somebody comes in and raises the bar. This is a dilemma.
Yes.
Because he may like it at the lower bar also. Mm-hmm. You know, he may not be working to his full capacity. This is what a superstar will do.
Mm-hmm.
They'll threaten everybody.
Uh-huh.
I mean, everybody has to look in the mirror and wonder what just happened here. You know, what's going on?
We have superstar powder all over us. What's going on? What do we do?
I'm spinning and I didn't ask to be.
Exactly.
I'm flying and I didn't mean to. Well, yeah, so it's a really good question all around, just in terms of thinking what's, if this kind of person comes on your team and they raise the level of performance and they raise expectations, do you really jump on this opportunity to make everyone else go with them?
And I have seen, I remember this one real estate company where a guy came in and he was really amazing.
Yeah.
And he did threaten everybody. He really was threatening the way they were working, because he wanted to move at a much quicker rate. And the boss had to let him go because he really wanted,
it was too much.
He wanted too much.
Yeah.
So he ultimately became the boss's competitor.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And he couldn't stop that train anyway. That was going to happen.
Right.
He was just on the ladder up to this guy's success. So I thought he handled that well, in that he didn't demand that everybody raise the bar. He just let him go.
Uh-huh.
It's like, we're clearly not right for you. So you do have to assess that. This was in real estate. And real estate, if you have some money and you can buy real estate, you can, you know, you can move along pretty quickly.
Well, that's an interesting point, because I think, too, sometimes the star employee, especially if they're in some form of sales, can hold everyone hostage.
Right.
Right. And you don't, if you're a business owner, you certainly don't want that.
Right. So I remember him being really ticked off at this kid, and he was really a kid. And you know, because he was pushing him so hard, buy more buildings. We can do this. We can do, like, it was almost like he wanted a partnership.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just too fast, too much. And he didn't know the kid well enough. I mean, to him, he was a kid. There was a 40-year difference. So he let him go.
Yeah.
I thought it was an interesting decision and probably the right one.
So as you said, there are many issues. That's
what I mean.
This
is not a simple situation. And
not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
Right.
One intervention fits all.
Right. Well, none of these with people is really one-size-fits-all. But I think this one in particular is really interesting.
Yeah. It's also interesting because, you know, in terms of changing the paradigm of a business or being able to see things from a fresh perspective, the new person usually brings that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there can be great opportunity. And I would say you also want to integrate this person in to the best of your ability, right? So that those fresh ideas can be appreciated by everyone. I don't know exactly how you do it, but it seems like that would be part of the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but be careful with people that do want to grow really, really fast, because it may not be right. It may. It may be exactly the shot, you know, in your butt that you needed, or it may not be. You have to figure that out.
So you have to be very aware.
Mm-hmm.
The person who is the business owner in this case, or the manager of a superstar, has to be very aware of where they are, where the department is, how fast they want to grow, and how this person figures into the big scheme of things.
Right. Right.
All right, you've got your work cut out for you.
Yeah, it's really it really is a lot to think about. And you know, I love to help people figure this kind of stuff out.
Kathy is an ace executive coach. I like doing this. And many others.
I like the hiring thing and the managing. So I just want to give an update on, we talked about a young lady, I think going back maybe a month ago, who had her first job out of college working for a famous photographer, and that did not work out because she hadn't seen the camera since she saw were his files. Anyway, she did get another job and loves it.
Yay!
So what's interesting is, so the first job can be wrong many times.
Yes.
Right. You know, so don't put so much pressure that your first job has to be the job.
Right.
So it's her second job that is doing it for her. So just wanted to give you that update.
That's a very good update to have.
And please, everyone, send your stuff to us, your questions.
Yes. So join us for another round of Ask K2 podcasts and tweet your stories about coworkers who seem entitled or arrogant if you want, and how you handled those situations. Plus, please review us on iTunes and SoundCloud and send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.com.
And we're on Stitcher now, right?
We're on Stitcher too. Stitcher.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.